when Pandyan king in Madurai ruled, a flood in Vaigai rose. A threat discharged the kingdom's wealth and royal glory's pride. The king, aghast at ceaseless rush of swelling waters roar, summoned his court and dwelt on means of meeting danger's roots. The palace ordered every house to send a man for work, to bunds erect and walls appraise, to stem the force of tide. The rule of law enforced the hardest punishment on those who desisted or failed to comply with the demand made. The rich and poor, strong and weak, and every citizen deputed men to render service as the edict went. The whole of town and village folk did rise to hurry forth in labor deemed to emergent to save the city's life. Lo, everyone, not one is left from imposed force of law. So stringent was the order come from desperate ruler's will. An old and weak and poor dame of city's corner's hut was also served the notice come, as no one was exempt. This bending back with the feeble eyes moved out in open streets in search of someone who could work, as second she had none. When lowest level of support to breaking point does move, the last of strings that dries to earth, the soul does break and snap. This is a philosophical point. When your suffering goes to the lowest level, God starts acting. But if a little suffering means he won't come. He won't come. It must go to the lowest breaking point. At that time, he takes action. When lowest level of support to breaking point does move, the last of strings that ties to earth, the soul does break and snap. Since all was gone, save body's breath, with legal wrath as only friend, the lady's friend was only the anger of the king. There was no other friend. Since all was gone, save body's breath, with legal wrath as only friend. The aged lady unwittingly summoned all to her rescue. All means the whole universe summoned for rescue. Because it is a question of life and death for her. The aged lady unwittingly, that is unconsciously, her sorrow deepened so much that the whole universe opened up for security for this lady. The aged lady unwittingly summoned all to her rescue. A little boy from off the road eagerly rushed and spoke to her. To service lend, on payment made, a joy and grief to her distressed. It was a joy to her because the boy came, but the grief because he had nothing to pay. So joy and grief both. A joy and grief to her distressed. It's joy because someone had come, and grief because she had no wealth to pay the servant for the work which he demanded as his due. I have some cakes of pounded rice. Please have it as wages I pay. No other thing can I afford if you are willing to go and work. So saddened lady made her point, to which he gladly agreed. And having eaten some of cakes, he went to labor for the bun. When all were hard at rugged labor on the banks to raise the walls, the little lad just threw some mud and idly strolled in careless ease. So, he was careless, he put some mud and kept quiet. While this was bad, he made it worse by complaining of hunger thirst and frequently making his way to lady's hut for eating cakes. He made the matter still worse by saying, I'm hungry and going in the middle of the work. The king did notice lethargy and idle play of servants sent, and on inquiry came to know an old woman had sent his boy, casting his glance on work pretension, irked at willful negligence, the king his whip of lashes raised and dealt a blow on back of boy. Then what happened? Who can describe? The atom split their very core. And every cell of all creation shook with shock of thrash of whip. Because not an ordinary boy, there is something else in it. And every cell of all creation shook with shock of thrash of whip. The king who struck was first belabored with the strike of rod. He himself felt it on his back like this. He felt so much pain like this because it went everywhere, whole universe struck it. The king who struck was first belabored with the strike of rod and felt the pain of blow he dealt on working peasant boy. The workers all in thousands stretched busy in building bound. So many workers were there, thousands. Did each one feel the hit on back? All the workers started feeling the hit. Did each one feel the hit on back as if a stone did roll? The hills in tremor showered blasts. Of earth element from their pores. And seas rose up in heaving waves as if the mountains in them sank. Vibration struck the sun and moon, and stars in sky spat tongues of flame. Such a thing has happened. When you hit the boy, see what happened. Vibration struck the sun and moon, and stars in sky spat tongues of flame. Brahma and Vishnu in their seats, and Indra felt the sudden quake. The boy in play. Now what the boy does? The boy in play took up a handful of the earth on ground and threw it on the gaps of mud which closely fixed the walls. One second. He put some mud there. All the thousands would not do it. He put little mud and the entire thing was over. This is an instant. This in an instant raised the barracks turning tides away to marvel looks of all the folks who drudged for days and days. No wonder this. Who is this rustic lad who played these dreaded pranks and struck with wonder everyone who dared beheld what this would be? They all wondered who is this boy. Suddenly, in the place of that one little boy's frame, arose the magnificent frame of Shiva Almighty. It was somebody else who came to help this poor lady because he had nobody. Suddenly in that place of that one little boy's frame, arose the magnificent frame of Shiva Almighty, who lighted up the firmament as thousand suns would rise and bless the king and all the people with his divine grace.